Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing quality.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
Welcome to Staying Relevant with King of the Jungle, Sam Thompson, and his assistant, Pete Wicks.
That sounded like the start of like some really sketchy memoriam or something. Why was that so depressing?
Would you like a happy one?
Yeah.
Welcome to Staying Relevant with King of the Jungle, Sam Thompson, and his assistant, Pete Wicks. Was that happier?
It's the exact same tone.
No, it was the same. Yeah, you're right. Do you want to do a little bit?
Now, we are here to tell you that we love you.
Okay, thank you for that inclusion. I will be swearing. If you don't like it, go f*** yourself. I'm still not drinking because I am just a reformed, changed man, sort of. Oh, I could really do with a Guinness right now.
Why Guinness?
At the minute, I've just got this. I've just gone back in my Guinness phase.
Burning desire.
Yeah, it's a burning desire. You can listen to us every Monday wherever you get your podcasts, and also every Thursday when we do the bonus episode, and respectively, they come out on Fridays and Sundays visually on YouTube. So that's Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. God, I have so much fun when we do that. The real team bonding experience. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat at Staying Relevant Podcast. Is there any other ones that I've missed out there?
YouTube. Catch us on the tube.
Yeah, catch us on the tube. That would be, why have you said it like that?
On the tube, because I feel like that's, I don't actually know. The tube. Is that not even a thing?
No.
Catch us on YouTube.
Yeah, do that. Catch us on YouTube. Rate, review, and do all that crap as well. Hit follow. Crack on. Let's go with it.
Here we go, baby.
Because we don't want to stagnate and we like to grow and evolve, we are bringing back a section that we did previously.
Yeah.
That everyone seems to enjoy. Mainly because it was a piss take of me because I do all the things I shouldn't. We are bringing back Caption Icks.
Yeah! And I love this because Pete's such a little ick.
So, yeah, because I'm just one big ick. Might as well call me Pete Icks. So we asked for you to send us your Caption Icks, and boy, did you deliver like the fucking milkman. Sam, we have got, I'm not even joking you, look. Pages of icks.
Oh my God, yes.
So, I mean, one that stands out to me because it's in capitals, which is for all the muscle Marys out there. As we all know, I don't go to the gym and I'm built like a stickleback. However, a drunk one, a pickled one. If you listen to last week's episode, you'll know that however is my new thing. I don't even know I'm doing it, but it's a big thing now. And actually, I've been asked to carry it on because it's a good break for editing, apparently. Anyway, let's move on. So, yes, I've changed it. We're going to go anyway now. Muscle Marys. Summer. People like to take their tops off. Sun's out, guns out.
No one ever says that.
They fucking do.
No, they don't.
I promise you they do.
I've never seen that in a literal sense. I've never seen someone be like, oh yeah, sun's out, guns out.
What, like, do you know where the vets is? Because these swans are sick. Like,
do you know what? Actually, there's these swans are sick. Do you send a swan to the vets? I don't
no,
even
but
know.
If you do that, it's the swan.
Do you know what a good one I quite like is?
Well, and this not
is,
if I do it.
It's a little bit, it's a little bit more modern. Is when people do those like TikTok-y videos and they like pretend they're like fitness influencers and they'll like run towards the camera and put like a grey, black and white background on it. And it's like, never give up, never give in. If you think, and they'd literally haven't even been for a run, they've set their camera up in front of them and then just like done a run into the shot of the camera as if they've just been on this huge like triathlon. And it's like, never give up, never give in. You will prevail. Have you not seen them? They're so bad.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all love a little bit of motivation and all that sort of stuff, but it's when you know it's bollocks.
Oh, I've got a great one.
I've just seen a couple of absolute fucking diamonds here.
Cool, what's your goal? What you got?
My this one really gets me because it's one of the most used, I think. Felt cute, might delete later.
Oh, no, no, no. That I just feel like that. Does that
just
still
delete
used?
Now. Delete yeah, it delete now. Now. Right fucking now, delete it.
Oh, no.
I might try. Do you know what I might start doing? Because obviously I can't caption things. Because one of the other things that I've just seen as an ick is people posting selfies, which I've done this week. I actually am the biggest ick. Like, I'm a walking ick.
There's quite a good one where people post quotes about being kind and caring when you know in real life they're a dick.
That's so true.
I love that. It's so good. Can we all just be kind? You're a wanker in real life.
When they write photo dump, always I'm always expecting a picture of their shit.
Yeah, no, same. Where people go, and now people are taking it even further, they're not going photo dump, they're literally being like, just a dump. And you're literally like, what are you I don't understand what's going on.
Just found another one that I do.
Oh no.
Photos of people looking at their shoes or the ground in pictures.
Oh, Pete, this is you in a nut.
Like, what have you lost?
You're the worst at that. You're the worst.
See what I've
that.
Lost? Dignity.
Do you know what? It's when he goes like that and he goes up like that and he's looking down at the floor.
Because it gets the whole outfit in.
But no one fucking cares. Like, they want to see your face.
No, they don't want to see my face, because when I put up a selfie, they don't like that either.
Yeah,
what can I cannot win.
We spoke about this before, actually. You got uncommonly amounts of comments on your photos.
How about this one? And breathe.
Oh, God. Slap me silly and call me Jonathan. I hate them. They're so
well,
bad.
Jonathan, I agree, because if you don't breathe, you'll die. So, of course, breathe.
And breathe. And breathe. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
There's a good one from Courtney here who goes, people who stunt in items that's not theirs.
What
so basically
that
what that means is someone will literally, there'll be like a fucking, I don't know, like a Lamborghini parked up.
Oh.
And they'll literally go and take a photo next to the Lamborghini like it says. It's like, you better hope that the guy who owns that doesn't come and be like, why is that on my car whilst you're doing that? Or, you, oh my God, do you know what there are now? This is nuts. Do you know what there are now? There are sets where you can go and take Instagram photos. There are private jet sets where you can go and sit. It's in a fucking warehouse and there's no plane. It's just, they just put seats there as if you're sitting on a private jet, right? But it's just in Slough. And you just go there and then people line up and go in. And so, like, imagine being in that line and being like, we're all as bad as each other here. Oh, this is pretty depressing.
It is. And I think this is a lot of people, like the proper influencery people. And listen, it's a fucking job. Respect that hustle. However, it's when they will walk around, like, all the mews around sort of, like, West London and all that sort of stuff on the cobbled streets, and they'll have a red outfit on. So they will find a red Ferrari to stand next to, or a colour coordinating backdrop to the outfit. But it's quite often cars. So it's like a, you know, today I'm in my mocha vibe, and it will be like a brownie coloured fucking car, or like today I'm wearing green. So they'll be next to a green as if it's their car. And like, if I owned one of these cars, I would literally be on watch out of my window to just open the window and go, fuck off. Get away.
That one's quite good. Wishing someone happy birthday who isn't on social media and won't see the message. That I quite like as well.
Yeah, there's some of them.
Happy birthday, Nan.
It's like, your nan's not even on here. I do that. I wish my grandma a happy birthday and she's not on fucking thingy. I do it for my dad. Happy birthday, dad. He's not on.
Editing someone's face so they look completely different. Yeah.
Oh.
That's annoying, isn't it?
I was just looking down there, though, because this one's probably my favourite. Somebody checking into a hospital.
Yeah, that is...
I'm okay though, guys. I'll be okay.
Thanks for all the lovely comments with the drip in the hand.
Yeah!
The cannulas through the wrist. Thanks for all the lovely comments. It's just exhaustion.
Yeah.
Shut up, dickhead.
Thanks for the lovely comments. I'll get through this.
Yeah.
Oh, shh.
I'm going to be off social for a while, but I'll give you an update. Why?
The boy did good with a pick of some shit Christmas present. We've actually spoken about
that. Yeah, we've done that one before. These are actually great to read through.
There's a really good one, but I feel
on holiday,
really bad.
Sam's going on holiday again soon. Shock. Vitamin C. But S-E-A-C. That's a fucking killer. We don't like that one, do we, Samuel?
Oh my God, this is actually everywhere at the moment. When someone puts an emotional quote about strength or something for comments, but people don't know why. So like they'll put on their stories like, life doesn't always take you down the path that you expected. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? And it'll show like the back of a sunset. And you're like, I don't understand what's going on. It'll be like a quote. And no one knows why you posted that quote or what's going on. And it's just like, I don't get it.
There's another one here that we spoke about again the other week, which I'm guilty of all of these. Boomerangs. Just generally boomerangs, someone's put. I've only just discovered boomerangs, so I thought they were quite cool. Apparently, I'm a little bit late to the party.
Oh my God, I've been mugged off by somebody, but it's so good. Because I've literally just been like, when people are in hospital with like a drip, like or whatever, being like, checking in, like, it's all going to be okay though. Someone went, Sam did it the other week. Zara in hospital for operation, didn't tell us why. And it's so true, I did. I literally took a photo with me and Zara in her hospital bed, being like a poorly goose or something like that, and didn't even say what it was.
And I know what that was. Nothing life-threatening about it. But do you think that also classes as posting things to make out you're really kind and caring when everyone knows you're a wanker?
That's not very nice.
Like, as in just in there with Goose because she's...
Well, no, because I was lying on the bed with her and I was like,
yeah, exactly.
Nice,
she needs me here.
She was literally like, please don't leave. And I was like, I need to have dinner. I was like, I've got to go.
Yeah, but I'll get a quick picture to make sure everyone knows that I turned up for an hour.
Do you know what? Actually, funny enough, the photo was taken quite soon. I was out the door quite quickly. I had been there for 2.5 hours.
I have a real issue. I don't often read comments and shit like that, and it's because it angers me. For a number of reasons. If they're horrendous comments, then it does, you know, whatever. If everyone thinks you're a fucking dickhead, then that's fine. If everyone loves you, that's fine. The ones that get me are the ones where people ask stupid questions. So, for example, when we put out the tour, some of you, delightful people, we put out the dates and when it is. When's the London date? It says it. Right there. What a stupid question. It's when people ask stupid questions.
It's really triggered, Pete.
Oh, it honestly really fucks me off. For example, that stupid fucking jumper fucking pic that you all took the picture piss out of. It literally says what the brand is on the jumper. It says Acne Studios. Where's that from? Where do you think? Sunglasses. I've seen it on Dinelli. Where are these from? You're on the Dinelli Instagram. Like, where the fuck do you think they're from?
That's been about 10-minute rant, that has.
Sorry.
Probably Pete's biggest rant I've ever seen.
However.
Someone goes, TikTok dish up today's dinner with me. That's literally what Zara has been doing every single... But it's so cute, and I told her to keep doing it. She really enjoys it. And so I was like, well, don't not do something you don't enjoy, you know. You've got to get your hands dirty, get involved.
Do you know what? Another one that really got to me, and it was during lockdown, when all the COVID thing, was banana bread. Why we all needed to see your banana bread that everyone was making, and then people going, oh, guess I'll have a go at this. Why? Just do it then. I don't need to see it. They all look the fucking same. It looks like a dry brick. I don't want to know about it. I hate social media, and evidently I'm not very good at it, and I'm very bad at the caption thing. I mean, we took the piss out of mine earlier on today because I literally have to think about the captions now. So then I put up no caption on a picture, and then everyone started going, well, that is a caption in itself.
Yeah, but that's just Pete just trying to be funny, not trying to be alternative. That's Pete literally being like, oh.
No, that's me having to put up a picture and thinking, I don't even know what to write. So then I'll just put no caption, because like, now what do you do on a caption?
Well, you just say what you think.
Well, like you trying to be funny with purple hoodie was in the wash. Fucking, do you know what I mean? But whatever you do, someone's going to take the piss out of and not like.
Yeah, so true.
That's just fucking life, isn't it? What is your all-time worst captions, Sam?
I've already said mine, but mine is probably the office for the day. It's probably office for the day is someone who's in crypto, right? Who doesn't have a proper job. I mean, we can't really talk because we don't either. But like, but someone who like just flies around and just sits on a beach is in some sort of crypto or something, and like just they're pretending they're doing things when they're not. And you're like, what are you actually fucking doing? Or what's happening right now? I don't understand. Another thing for me is when girls write under other girls' Instagram posts being like, babe, or something like that. And I'm like, I don't understand it. Like, why do you guys keep just letting each other know that you don't even know each other some of the time as well? And, you talk to each other like your best friends.
So I've got an insight into this. All right. So, you know, when you see all the same influencers or people comment on each other's fucking posts and they do flame emojis and fucking heart emoji and stun, hun, all that fucking bollocks. So a lot of the time these people don't actually know each other, but a lot of influencers set up WhatsApp groups to give each other, so they'll put in the group when they posted so that everyone then comments on it because it increases the interaction.
Sorry.
So this is what they do. So then they'll all flame emojis and they have to go on and part of the group, which is probably called Huns for Life. If someone posts, then they'll all go, oh, I've just put a picture up, and then everyone will rush to it to do flames and hearts because they do it for each other.
No. Every day's a school day. Every day is a school. Who told you that?
People I've dated.
Oh!
Because when you're out for dinner, they put up a post and then I'm like, what are you doing? I've just got to put it in for the girls. And then you go to the thing and suddenly there's 20 comments. Stun hun, fucking flame emojis and baby girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is absolutely brilliant. I did not know that.
Yeah, we should start doing it for each other.
I love these icks. I love the fact people are getting involved. I think it's so cool because there's so many out there.
I really enjoy talking about it, but it also makes me contemplate myself because I am guilty of so many of these. Do you know what? Everyone always says as well, do you actually do your own social media? And I think it's fairly evident that I do because it's so bad. I think it's about time I got someone else to do it just to make me a little bit cooler because I'm evidently a complete fucking ick as a human being.
Sorry, Pete, I'm just looking at these cars. I have to just talk about something. I didn't even know this is about you. Your staying relevant moment is that you were the first male ambassador for Ann Summers.
Should we get to that?
No, I'm sorry, I need to ask you now. What the fuck is that?
All right, well, we moved on from X evidently really quick. And it's not my stay. I didn't pick this as my own staying relevant moment.
When was this? Are you wearing a G-string?
No, I did a shoot years ago for Ann Summers where I was in all of the...
Find it now.
Just Google Pete Wicks Ann Summers.
Oh, my God, okay.
Where I was in all the shop windows across the shopping centres and all that. And I'm not entirely sure why I was doing it. But, yeah, it was... I was, yeah. But it was really weird because you literally go... in fact, I'm going to find you one of these pictures. At one of them, I'm at a table with a crown on whilst sat at a buffet. And it looks like the most misogynistic, horrendous photo, like I'm some sort of Hugh Hefner.
Oh my
shop God. Windows everywhere. So you go shopping and you walk past and there'd be me sat... Yeah, it was a lot. But yeah, I did that years ago.
I'm not going to say the name, but your ex-girlfriend at the time had an issue with that, Pete.
Well, yeah, so I'll tell you the story why. At the time it was bad because I had got asked to do this job. I was going through a rough time with my partner at the time, who was Megan, and I lied to her about it.
Oh, no! You lied!
Because I said to her I had a photo shoot, and I went, oh, it's just like, there's not going to be much to it. It is what it is. And then didn't tell her until the pictures were released, and it was me surrounded by half-naked women in lingerie.
Can I read the tweet that correlates to that? Megan, even though, who we both get along with really well, just wanted
Love
to say
Megan,
that now.
Yeah.
Megan, even though at Pete Wicks, she tagged you, even though at Pete Wicks told me then pics were PG, that doesn't look PG to me. ... Shock, another lie. You lied. Hey, it's like when you go, babe, I'm just going out for like one. I'm just going out for one. Comes back at seven. It's just PG. No, actually.
I said it's really PG. It's for CBeebies. Like they're literally... And then when the pictures came out, I panicked and went, we didn't even get approval on that.
No!
We did. And then she tweeted Ann Summers and went, hey, what about these pictures we didn't get approval on? And they came back and went, oh no, he approved them.
Mate, do you know what's funny? Is that you've gone down the exact route that I think every
single
bloke... Double
up and panic.
Yeah. You've dug even further down. I would have done the exact same thing. Well, it must be a mistake. I mean...
No, I can't believe they would do it.
I'm just as annoyed as you are.
No, honestly. God, what a joke. Why don't you tell them? I will tell them. Hello, is that Anne Summers?
the time, sponsored by Accuracy.
What do you have to dial for the time again?
It's 1-2-3, isn't it? Is it still 1-2-3? Or was
Have you never heard the time?
The talking clock.
Years ago, you used to call a number and he goes, Accurist.
The time, sponsored by Accurist, is 11:23 p.m.
I've got to find it.
I'm sure it was 1-2-3. You used to have to call. So, yeah, I think it was back in like landline days.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Gives you exact time, like
nowhere
GMT
near,
exact time.
Nowhere near as good, though, as the time, sponsored by Accurist.
Yeah. But that's where
that's brilliant. So that's who you phoned. I can imagine Pete getting in the phone to the agent being like, look, I've got to pretend that I'm pissed off, basically. Yeah. Money has gone into my account, so I can't really do anything about it. But let's just, I'm going to have to blame this one on you.
Oh, yeah.
That's delving into the beauty of Pete Wicks's past, and that's really tickled me. So you were the first ever, that's quite a claim to fame, though.
It was the first time. It was right at the beginning of when I'd just done Towie and all that crap. And, yes, it was the first time I'd been on billboards and fucking like in literally shopping, like every shop window.
And summers.
And all that sort of stuff. I mean, yeah, it was.
Is this when you were doing your calendar?
Yeah, it was during the calendar years. Oh, I think that might have been the. It was the calendar years.
Do you know what's
really funny? I don't know if you're going to say what I'm going
to
say.
We should get people at the live show to bring their calendar if they have one.
Well, I have got something from this
week.
We're
so in sync.
Right. Someone was moving. Office, and they obviously work in like a nail bar or like some sort of beauty place. She tagged me in a story where she was moving office, the girl that obviously owns this thing, of her. She had my calendar from 2017 on the back of the wall, and she said, ladies, for anyone that is worrying about when you sit here and have your nails done, whether you can still ogle over Pete Wicks, I'm taking it to the new shop, and it's her taking it off the fucking wall, and it's literally my calendar from 2017. It's literally this week, but I don't know if I can fucking find it.
That's brilliant.
But also, talking of calendars, obviously I've got a little bit of experience being the number one selling calendar in the UK.
10 years ago.
I outsold Justin Bieber, yeah.
Did you not know this? Yeah. Oh, mate, this is, we spoke about this when the
this
very start of the
podcast. Years, darling. This was during these years.
Yeah.
At my peak.
So Pete steadily went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Well, tell her quickly, really quickly, about what happened in the shopping market.
I used to do calendar sign-ins and shit like that, and I used to go to shopping centres, and you'd go and do like 20 sign-ins. So there'd be different shopping centres, some of which, you know, I remember doing one at Derby and Into shopping centre, that to shut down the shopping centre because people were queuing around the block and people couldn't shop, and that to shut down the whole fucking thing. For me to do this calendar sign-in, I'd have fainter, people would cry, like it was some mad shit. So that happened for a couple of years, and then so we carried on doing the calendars, and then it got to the point where I was like going to Ibiza for a week to shoot a calendar, and then you used to do this calendar signing thing at the NEC in Birmingham when it used to be the NEC, and they used to put you up and you go on stage and people go and everyone would have their calendars and stuff. They're a bit like a Comic-Con-y type thing, and so you'd have all these fucking people there, and they're like, you know, I'd go and you'd be right in the centre of it, and there'd be fucking queues of people waiting to get their calendar signed and that. And then it got to the point where I had slowly moved away from the main stage, and at one point I was by the toilet and did not have one person come to see me, and I was sat at a table. Because it was at a time when people like Alex Bowen had come on and he'd gone to centre stage and there'd be huge queues, and then people would be like, so, mate, where's the toilet?
It's like the old guy who used to be at Star Trek, but they've got a new whole Star Trek team. But it's like the old guy who played Spock about 30 years ago and no one really remembers him, but he's still there because every now and then he'll get one fan come up with a battle axe and be like, I remember you. And he's like, yeah, better years.
Yeah.
Pete Wicks. And they go, oh, that was Pete Wicks from yesteryear.
Yeah. So that was back in the day. That was back during, that was at the point where I actually semi-looked all right in a picture.
I never, ever got asked to do a calendar.
Well, this is what I was going to get onto. We obviously have a tour coming up. I don't know if we've spoken about it or mentioned it to you. I don't know if I've mentioned I wrote it. But we are talking about merchandise. So we're wondering, Do you want merchandise? If
we're
you
doing
do,
merch, baby.
Well, we don't know.
I don't know
why you would want anything to do with us merchandise-wise. But people want to know, or we want to know, do you want merchandise? So let us know what you would like. But one of the things that I keep getting from people is, Pete, bring back the calendars for staying relevant. A staying relevant calendar.
Sorry,
where
what?
We roll back, and I know people don't really buy calendars and that anymore, but just as a funny thing, rolling back the years and doing a calendar with Sam, a staying relevant calendar. So you get 12 months of this shit.
I would die.
I think it would be quite funny. No one uses calendars anymore. I don't know anyone that fucking does.
No, but we have to be car mechanics and shit. I want to oil you up.
Yeah, we could do like this vibe.
My God, we got to do it.
But yeah, I've been asked about that a lot. So let us know.
Should we do a staying relevant calendar half naked?
No, not half because I am not like that anymore.
No, we can't do a calendar if you're just going to wear your jacket and stuff.
Well, no, mate, I can't
brother,
do that.
No, we've got to just get involved.
All right, we'll do it for 2025 and I'll start going to the gym again
we'll do it for charity.
I look like I'm melting currently. Everything has gone south.
Calls it a derby.
I've got a Derby Kelly on me. Me fucking bollocks are fucking round my ankles. And I'm getting to the point where I'm going to have to start tucking the tits in my waistband. So I feel like, give me some time to sort myself out and we'll think about doing it again.
When he says that, he means the staying relevant calendar.
Yeah, so yeah, and we could do a sign-in.
We're going to do a calendar sign-in.
A one-off sign-in. Who knows?
Oh my God, Charlotte, write that down.
Who fucking knows? It could be something that we look at. I know we went straight from icks into that because Sam read for the first time what was happening today. So that was a sharp transition.
A U-turn.
Yeah, a sharp one.
Without a however in it as well. Everyone got spooked.
There was no however, so editing this is going to be hard. But let's do Sam's staying relevant. Because I don't know this one.
Have you not heard the story?
No.
Okay, fine.
I feel a little underprepared, and this is twice now today that I have been unaware of what is happening, and I don't like it.
Okay, so...
Because I like to know what's happening, I like the fucking structure of things, and I don't really remember what the fuck this is. But apparently, it's time to bring back the Apple Watch story.
Yeah, basically, there was a really, really tough moment for me, actually. In the not-too-distant past... I was on a shoot, actually, and we were in Mars. I think we were in Cheddar Gorge.
Cheddar Gorge near Wookie Hole.
What? What's Wookie Hole?
Wookie Hole.
Have you been to Wookie Hole?
Because I went on holiday there.
You went on a holiday to Wookie Hole? Tell me everything. Fuck my story. Tell me everything about Wookie Hole and what you did there.
Only a couple of years ago. Just went for a weekend and I just like, because they've got some really beautiful caves and stuff around Cheddar Gorge and like Wookie Hole, and I went on a walking weekend.
Pete Wicks went on a walking weekend.
Do you know what's worse? Went on my own.
No.
I just...
Imagine the punters there being like, is that Pete fucking Wicks in his hiking boots? Like looking at the rock face going, yeah, it's definitely a little bit of tectonic plate movement there. Definitely feel. Are you like a geologist at heart?
I just found it really interesting. I just find things, and it's just so beautiful as well. And it's just nice to get away, isn't it? A bit of fresh air and like.
You learn something new about Pete every single goddamn day, and I'm here for it.
Fuck's sake.
I'm here for it. But no, mine wasn't quite as cool as that, actually. I was on a job in Cheddar Gorge, and we were trying to break a world record for the longest cheese pull.
How many world records do you have?
Well, actually, we've got two. So I don't mean to sort of, yeah.
What do you mean, we?
Well, me. I don't mean...
Do you actually have two world
yeah,
records?
I've got two.
Am I with a double champ world record holder?
You are. Yeah. You're here with the king of the jungle and the holder of two world records.
And when you say that, it sounds amazing. So let me just point out the two world records that Sam has. The most hugs in a minute and the longest cheese pull.
And they're the coolest things ever. Had the best time. Anyway, that was a really fun day, actually. We broke the record. We used a helicopter. It was very fun.
But can I say, we broke that, and when Sam says this, this isn't saying something Sam did for his own amusement. Sam was paid to do this. It was a job.
It was in conjunction with a brand. So that was all done. And it went off without a hitch, broke a world record. Very, very nice. But and the funny thing is, this story that's written in these cards isn't even from me. This is from one of my agents, Georgia, who literally found this the funniest thing in the world. Basically, I just got an Apple Watch. And I was really excited by it because you can tell how long you've slept and like you can like see how far you've run and how many steps you've done and you can close your rings and that's quite fun.
I think they're aware of the... Unless, have you got a job for Apple Watch?
No, but it was just... Right. I was very excited by it. And they're flipping expensive. And so I'm on the way back and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't got my watch. And then I go, I'm never going to find this again. I look, because you can have an app on your phone and find out where the Apple Watch is. It's hurtling down the M25.
And I'm like, is this like that Find My
shit? Yeah, it's Find My. Yeah. And so I'm sat there and I'm like, I can't believe someone's nicked my fucking watch. Someone's nicked my Apple Watch. So I'm on the phone to this brand, be like, what? Someone's nicked the watch. She's like, no one will have nicked the watch. I'm literally like, it's flying down the M25. I was like, it's not even in Cheddar Gorge anymore. It's by like Woking. And then I called the agent. This is what she found so funny. I was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, I'm going to have to go and knock on their door and just sort of have it out with them. I was like, I'm just going to have... And then actually...
You were tracking?
I was tracking my watch flying down the road. And I even brought you into the mix, Pete, because I went, Pete knows some guys. I went, Pete knows some guys, which he does. And I was like, I'm going to have to try and, I don't know, like, say, what if he doesn't want to give me the watch back? I was like, I'd formulate...
So you were planning on calling me and going and get the boys around?
Yeah. For my Apple Watch, because it was such a big thing in my life at that point. And I just couldn't get over the arrogance that someone's had to fucking steal the watch, which had Find My Friends on it. I couldn't believe it. So I'm calling the agent being, I know where they, and then the watch stopped. So I knew where he lived. And so I went, right, okay, I'm going to have to drive to the thing. And if it doesn't go well, I'm going to get Pete involved. And so then the guy obviously has been told that I know where he is. It, bless him, it had fallen down the side of his seat in the car. And we had actually shared a car. And so there's me being like, this fucking guy, he's like, nicked my Apple Watch and stuff like that. And it turns out it actually just fallen down the seat and he had no idea. He was mortified. He was a runner. Don't worry, because nothing bad was said to him. It was all, yeah.
Well, thank God that that happened, because it would have been terrible if the boys had turned up at this bloke's house who had no idea that he'd stolen from Sam, King of the Jungle, Thompson.
Actually, it was before the jungle
time. Did you get the watch back then?
I sent an Uber to go and pick it up. But Georgia, the agent, thinks this is one of the funniest stories ever, because she's like, I've never seen you, because normally I've got no backbone. You know what I'm like?
Yeah.
Normally I'm literally just like, have it. I just don't want the confrontation.
I love these sort of stories because it happens so much. You see it on Instagram and stuff, and you see people, someone's nicked my AirPods and they've done the Find My, and I can see where they are, and people put it up all the time. And it's happened to me on something else, but for a different reason. When my car got stolen, right? I had a brand new car got stolen off my fucking drive, all right? When the police tracked it, it was in the middle of the fucking ocean because they shipped it straight off.
It was off to Nigeria, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was straight off. They literally, and they went, well, we're never going to get that back then.
Yeah, they found it in Nigeria. They didn't do anything about it.
So they just pulled the fucking tracker out and it just suddenly just went dead. But at that point, we could see it travelling across the ocean. Literally, and it had been stolen in the middle of the night, and by 10 o'clock in the morning, it was on a boat in the ocean, travelling on its way to Africa, of all places. And they
just outside, I remember you saying it was just outside the Nigerian port.
Yeah, we were just like...
about to dock in.
I was just like, what the fuck, like, what are we going to do about that? And they went, well, you're not getting that back.
And that was it.
Oh, well, that's that then. All right. So, well, thanks for all your help. But so, actually, this is a really good thing. Maybe write into us for the bonus episode of your tracking stolen item stories, because some of them are fucking brilliant. I've heard other people say some people put air tags in things. Some of the best stories I've heard of people that have had air tags in things that people don't think will be tracked or anything. And like, but some of the most weird things that you put the air tags in, like even stupid things. It's like me putting an air tag in my notebook and not knowing where it is. Like, there's things that aren't even expensive, but people really care about.
If you've got a boyfriend that you don't trust, put an AirTag on him.
I'm not even joking you. I've heard stories like this.
I've heard
where people
have
AirTagged unsuspecting, like, boyfriend's car.
Yeah.
And AirTagged it and then found out where it's been. I'm just at work, babe, and it's
not
five doors down when he's shagging Janet. And you're
Janet,
like,
you dirty
Janet,
bitch.
Janet. Darren shouldn't be doing that to you. But yeah, so I want to hear some of them stories because they are fucking brilliant. So send us your I'm a Stalker tracking stories.
This has been one of my favourite episodes, though. I've really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been a mess, but here we are. Go on, send us away, Cargos.
It's been a mess, but here we are.
Send us away, Cargos.
Thank you so much for saying that, because I'm wearing skinny cargo trousers at the moment, and I knew it wasn't a good
thing. They are so tight around your car.
You're wearing little boots, so let's not. My little beanie hat. Do you remember that? Yeah, exactly.
Right, do you know what's bad, actually? Just quickly before we go. This week, someone shouted in the street at me whilst wearing one of these hats, teeny weeny beanie.
No, no.
I'm not even joking you, and I forgot to tell you this. And I thought, what the fuck are they just... I couldn't work it out, and I thought, no, teeny weeny beanie. So anyway, thank you for listening to Staying Relevant.
Look at me.
Nope. Subscribe and follow. We are out every Monday and every Thursday and every Friday and every Sunday. Monday and Thursday for the audio, Friday and Sunday for the visual thing. So follow at Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, rate, review, follow, Snappy C, do all of that
stuff. My teeny weeny beanie.
You will be able to see lots more of
Pete's teeny weeny beanie.
Teeny weeny beanie. And you'll be able to hear a lot more of Sam screeching. However, that is not as annoying as me saying, however.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Insanity Group.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.